Mike Jones was working as an escort and massage therapist when he began seeing Ted Haggard. As the founder and pastor of the New Life Church, Ted Haggard was quite well known in Colorado Springs. He was also an outspoken supporter of the Colorado ballot initiative banning gay marriage. When their sexual relationship was exposed, it put an end to both of their careers. And now Mike Jones, with the help of Sam Gallegos, has written a book called I Had to Say Something, The Art of Ted Haggard's Fall. It is published by Seven Stories, and I'm pleased it has brought Mike Jones to my show today. How? Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Weren't you in a business that insists on discretion? Why did you decide then to go public with this story?
Yes, I was in that business, and privacy was important. But you have to understand, this was a very, very unique circumstance. I had a very powerful man that was coming to see me that was preaching one thing, especially hate, and was doing the opposite behind everybody's back. So this was a very unique circumstance.
Did you know who Ted Haggard was when he first began seeing you?
No, I didn't know who he was for 2.5 years.
Because you were in Denver and he was in Colorado Springs?
Well, it's not even so much that. It's just that I just simply, I really never pried about my clients, what they did for a living or where they were from. Because he always presented himself as Art from Kansas City.
But you say that many of your clients were clergy, professional athletes, and politicians. In fact, 15% of your clientele, you say, worked in a church, I'm assuming all denominations. Sure. But you did find out one way or another. Do people talk
in
these circumstances?
Some people would confide in me what they do. And sometimes I would go to funerals or weddings, and I would happen to see, oh, they've been to me, but I would never embarrass them in public.
Do you think that using an escort is a way to satisfy a need without being fully out for a gay man?
I did serve a need. And people have to remember, it was not all about sex. I had men in my arms that were crying, that were very depressed. They felt like they were caught in a trap, and they weren't quite sure how to handle it, and I was an outlet for them.
Because they were stuck in a closet.
Yes, and you know, they usually were married and had children, yes.
And he had responded to one of your ads.
That's correct.
How often did you meet?
Approximately once a month for 3 years.
And when did you find out who he was?
Well, 2.5 years into our relationship, I just happened to be watching the History Channel. And lo and behold, there he was on TV talking about the Antichrist. And that's when I, you know, discovered his name and did some research on him and found out who he was and what he stood for.
And he was a married man with 5 kids.
That's correct.
Did that surprise you?
No, it didn't surprise me because he had told me. That's the one thing he had told me about his private life was that he was married and had children.
Did you confront him about his views on homosexuality, at least the public views he had?
I never told him I knew who he was. But I did. There's a chapter in my book called My Agony, and once I found out who Ted Haggard was, I really wrestled with this because I didn't know what to do with it. In fact, I made a list out to myself asking myself questions. Do I tell him I know who he is? Do I tell his wife? Do I tell the church? Do I go to the media? Or do I simply say nothing? But I chose that the word hypocrisy was so strong in my mind that I had to do something.
Did he ever seem conflicted about seeing an escort?
Did he seem conflicted? I could tell he had issues, definitely. I'm pretty perceptive. And when I would look into his eyes, I could see there were issues. And every time he left me, I could see shame on his face.
He claimed that your relationship was just about methamphetamine, not that that is acceptable. But when did he start using it?
About a year into our relationship, he asked me if I knew anything about methamphetamines. And I said, well, I don't care for it personally, but I do know people that use it. And that's when he inquired if I could arrange it so he could get some. And I did.
So once he had crossed the line with you, he could cross other lines as well.
It certainly did open up some doors for him, that's for sure.
What happened to Ted Haggard after the news broke? First of all, what did you do? You went to whom to reveal that you'd had this relationship?
Well, I actually went to 3 different sources of the media. You know, TV first, then print, and then I eventually went on a radio station that really broke it open.
And that was simply because you just felt he was being a hypocrite?
I couldn't take it any longer, and I've been honest about this from day one. I wanted it out before the election, so...
Because you felt that would affect the election results, did it?
I Well, you know what's interesting is I've been bombarded nationwide by insisting that you helped the Democrats win the last election. And even Karl Rove alluded to it, too. But that was not my intention. My intention was to influence the Colorado vote on the gay marriage.
Wait, Karl Rove thinks that you, rather than the dissatisfaction with what's going on in Iraq...
It was a contributing factor, yes.
Well, he went to counseling to deprogram his homosexual tendencies, and he has been declared cured.
After 3 weeks, yeah. Well, first of all, you don't get cured. I mean, it's not a sickness, so that's ridiculous to use that word, but that is what the word they used. Ted Haggard, in my mind, is a gay man who's living a heterosexual lifestyle, but he's got to deal with that. He's in denial. That's the ultimate word, denial.
Well, he probably was in denial before, although you may not have been the first person he had a homosexual experience
with. That's right,
yes. You discuss your early experiences with sex. Did you have gay friends growing up?
I don't want to say gay friends. I've always been pretty much of a loner, but I knew I was attracted to men at a very early age. And you know, the way I became an escort really happened by accident. All of a sudden, men were coming up offering me money for sex, and I was like, wow, I can make money at this. So that's how I kind of got into it.
They kind of spotted you as somebody who might say yes?
I got into bodybuilding rather early because of growing up in an abusive brother. So that got me into bodybuilding, and lo and behold, people were discovering my body, and they found me attractive.
My guest is Mike Jones. His book, I Had to Say Something, The Art of Ted Haggard's Fall. It's published by Seven Stories Press. Well, you lived in Denver. Is Denver a gay-friendly city?
Denver itself is. We certainly have Colorado Springs, which is very, very conservative. Of course, that's where the church was.
And he had to travel to Denver every time to meet with you?
Yes. I think he thought he was safe because it's about an hour and a half away. I think he got sloppy, and you have to remember too. I never had a phone number for him, but ironically enough, the gay porn—I shouldn't say gay, but the porn adult store had his phone. He had given them his phone number, so they had his phone number, but I never had it.
You use the term escort to describe what you were doing. Is that just one of those euphemisms, or is it different than being a hustler?
Well, I heard you use earlier the word prostitute describing me, and I prefer escort, but most people don't know what that means. And I hope if they read the book, they'll understand what I did. It wasn't always about sex. I mean, I had men who were literally dying in my arms, dying of leukemia, Alzheimer's, AIDS. They were in my arms looking for peace, and I was giving that to them. If I was just quote a prostitute, that'd be strictly sex. But there was more to what they were coming to see me for than just sex.
Did you enjoy your job?
I was good at it. People knew they could confide in me, and they felt comfortable with me.
And once the story broke, you felt you could no longer continue as an escort?
But you have to understand, all my massage clients, I wasn't really doing much escorting anymore anyway. I got fired from the art schools. I lost all my ways of making income when my story broke.
Fired from the art schools where you were working as a model?
Uh-huh, that's correct.
But you also worked as a physical trainer.
All my personal training clients stopped calling me. They all canceled. I became a hot potato and nobody wanted to be around me.
You owned a gym, didn't you?
Yeah, a little private gym.
And that went down the tubes?
Well, I had no more clients.
It's interesting that Karl Rove said that you affected the election. The ballot initiative against gay marriage went through in Colorado, didn't it?
It did. But you have to understand, it's a pretty conservative state for the most part. But it doesn't mean we didn't get closer than ever. Do you think I was going to change it that much? No, I didn't. But I think I brought it closer than ever. It wasn't the marriage amendment I was worried about so much. We had a domestic partnership referendum also on the ballot. That's the one I really wanted to affect.
And that failed as well?
It failed as well, but only by about 4%.
Now, why do you think it is a conservative state? Gary Hart used to be the senator from Colorado, and he was a liberal senator. Has something changed in recent years?
Yeah. It's called a religion.
The state has become more religious
or
more religious
Colorado
people
Springs.
Have moved in?
That's where James Dobson is, Focus on the Family. They have such a huge influence in the state of Colorado that actually I think is starting to backfire because now we just elected, and I think maybe I had something to do with this, we just elected a Democratic governor. Both houses of the legislature now are Democrat. So I think it's turning.
Didn't you visit Ted Haggard's church after the story broke?
When I decided to write a book, I told myself I need to go down there and see what Ted was about and the church he built. I wanted to see it firsthand if I was going to write about it.
Well, it's an impressive church, isn't it? He was a pretty important guy.
It's a fortress. You know, Harper's Magazine reported no pastor held more political sway in the evangelical movement than Ted Haggard, so he was a big one.
Because he was seen as somebody a little less radical than people like
James
Dobson.
Absolutely. And he was very charismatic. I mean, he was no fool. He was no stupid person. He just got sloppy.
What happened when you visited the church?
I did not notify the media. I did notify the pastor I was coming down. I went down alone. And I will tell you that I was greeted extremely warmly. People came up and shook my hand and said, "Thank you, Mike, for exposing the deception we've had all these years." So they were actually thanking me.
That's not usually the way people react. They usually get upset that somebody has ruined everything.
Yeah.
And there's often a lot of denial. You didn't get any of that?
It was not. I did not see that at all. Nobody came up and was angry with him.
And nobody tried to change, proselytize to you?
No, it's funny because the pastor there came up and told me, he goes, "You know, Mike, I'm not going to try to put my religion on you, but God used you to expose Ted Haggard." So,
have you been supported by gay rights advocacy groups?
For the most part, no.
Because there are people in various gay groups who feel that outing anybody is a bad thing to do if they don't want to be
outed. And I agree with that. But also, the same people that were complaining about what the religious right was saying are now complaining about what I did. So I don't know what these people want. I went out of the box. I took a chance. I exposed my entire life. And it has not been easy either, but I took the chance. And so many of those groups have turned their backs on me. And again, they've never contacted me to tell me why, so I don't really understand it. But this has been pretty much on my own.
So how have you survived? You gave up the modeling jobs. You gave up
I didn't
the
give it
physical...
up. They, nobody would call me
well,
anymore.
You're no longer doing physical training. You're not an escort anymore.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, I had to give up my apartment that I had also. I'm just renting a real small room out of someone's house. The last few months, though, I've been spending a lot of hours on the book because we wrote it pretty quick. And so that consumed all my time.
You wrote it with the help of Sam Gallegos.
That's correct.
Have you seen Ted Haggard since the story broke?
I have not. He now lives in Phoenix. So.
And he does he have you ever told him why you did it, or does he just have to figure it out from news reports?
Well, first of all, he never contacted me. You have to remember, he never gave me his phone number. But he's never made any indication or anything to talk with me. That's a good point that you bring up. If Ted Haggard, when the story broke, would have called me and apologized to me to say, "Mike, I'm so sorry I put you in this very difficult position," and apologize to the gay community for being so adamant about gay marriage when he can't even abide by his own vows, I may not have wrote the book, but he made no indication or no attempt to contact me.
Do you think there probably are other Ted Haggards out there?
This is the big deal. This is really what the book to me ultimately is about, is the religious right really needs to deal with this issue, homosexuality. The problem is they don't want to deal with it. And unless they talk about it and quit sweeping it under the rug, pretending like it didn't happen, there are so many more Ted Haggards down the road.
Mike Jones will be giving a talk and reading and signing books tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Barnes & Noble store in Chelsea on 6th Avenue and 22nd Street. The response to the book so far?
It's been very positive so far. Yeah, the thing is, people at first think it's just about sex, but it's much more than sex. It details a lot of issues that are out there that need to be addressed.
The book, I Had to Say Something, The Art of Ted Haggard's Fall, written by Mike Jones with the help of Sam Gallegos and published by Seven Stories Press. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.